Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You got the Knicks game six tonight at the Garden, taking on the Celtics, looking to punch their ticket for the first time in 25 years to the Eastern Conference Final, and the return of Juan Soto to Yankee Stadium as a member of the New York Mets, with the Subway Series beginning tonight at Yankee Stadium. So there's a lot there, BT. We've talked about it all. Check it out on the free Odyssey app in case you missed anything. We had Susan Wolman on about a half hour ago. We'll have Todd Zeal of SNY, former Met and Yankee, joining us at 1 o'clock as well. Let's just further the conversation. We talked a lot about the booing and the cheering from Soto. You broke the news that there will not be a tribute video from the Yankees toward Juan Soto tonight.
Trying to get the answer on Holmes, by the way.
Okay, we'll see what happens with the Clay Holmes. I mean, I bring that up. It's kind of in jest because he was a Yankee for 4 years.
It's interesting.
And if we're going to do it for him, why not Juan Soto? Let's further the conversation here. This is something I was thinking about last night. And this is, I know that it's going to be met with resistance and Sal, you're crazy, but it's just how I feel. I don't care. Obviously, outside of getting swept, I think that's an embarrassment of a different level. But even that happened last year, whatever, with the Yankees, or the Mets sweeping the Yankees. I don't care about the results from the Mets' perspective. And really, from the Yankees' perspective, it doesn't mean that much either. If the Mets swept the Yankees, ha-ha, okay, whatever. Yankees sweep the Mets, ha-ha, okay, whatever. To me, the thing that I care about most from a Mets perspective this weekend is Juan Soto going nuts. I would rather Juan Soto go nuts, 3-4 homers, have his presence felt, get a base hit with, I don't know, a runner in scoring position. I want Juan Soto to drive the Yankee fans nuts this weekend and unlock the real Juan Soto for the Mets, have his Met moments more so than I do the Mets winning series.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a series. It's another series. Obviously, you want to win all the series. I think it's more important for Juan Soto, because if he doesn't, if Juan Soto doesn't thrive in this environment, which is one of the reasons why I wanted him so badly, it's why I fell in love with him as a baseball player, because he eats these moments up. He's a beast. He's a different animal. And in these situations, hostile environments, big moments, playoffs, pressure, Yankee Stadium, whatever, this type of spot, returning to a crowd that is going to spit venom at you all night long for making your decision, if he doesn't thrive in this environment, I think that could be a harbinger for the rest of at least this season with Juan Soto, and maybe confirm some of the fears that maybe Juan Soto was just, you know, not himself.
Not going to have a vintage year. I'm a little surprised to hear that, but I would almost take it the other way. Like, if I'm a Mets fan, of course you want to see Soto just do damage. That goes without saying. But, like, if the Mets win 2 or 3 and Soto's quiet, to me, that would just embolden me even more. Like, wait till, like, I would be saying, look, wait till he wakes up. What are we going to do? What are we going to be when Juan Soto remembers that he's Juan Soto? So, like, if the Mets leave with, say, 2 wins, I don't think either team sweeping the other, but 2 out of 3, one way or the other, that, and he's fairly quiet. I don't mean 0 for 12, but, like, you know, 3 for 12 with 2 singles and a meaningless double, whatever. But the Mets still win 2 out of 3. To me, that's better news than Soto going bonkers and the Mets losing, because I eventually expect him to hit, but the more they win without him doing anything, that's more impressive to me.
Yeah, I just feel the other way with this particular series. I mean,
is it a personal thing?
To me, the story of this weekend is not about Mets versus Yankees. We've been down that road many times before. The Mets swept the Yankees last year. What did it do? Did you get hurt by that as a Yankee fan?
No.
Okay. Did the Mets win the World Series? No, like, okay, great. They swept the Yankees. Like, it was good fodder for a little while, and yeah, it was a good reference point. And really, it was a reference point because just to highlight to me where I thought the Mets were a better team than the Yankees since that moment on, just like whatever it was, June 1st. I remember the Mets had one of the best records in baseball. The Yankees did not. And you could say, well, the Mets went head-to-head with the Yankees and swept them, but like, it really didn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. In reality, yes, it's about the trash talk Subway Series. That's what makes it so fun. In reality, it's a three-game series in May. Like, we've had plenty of those. The Mets could lose two out of three. The Yankees could lose two out of three. It's not going to be a mark on the schedule or a blip on the radar. If you win three straight, okay, it's good for trash talk, but like, does it really have a great impact on the season? But what will have a major impact to me is Juan Soto's performance one way or another. You even admitted...
That makes some sense. I got you.
You know
that makes
some sense when you say that. You even admitted that you just don't want to see... Like, you want Soto to take the collar.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
So to
even
me...
Even when he's not playing the Yankees.
Exactly.
I take a little pleasure in that. I admit that. I'm big enough to admit that. So I am petty with that.
Right. So especially... And I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong. I would want the same thing.
Now, what Yankee fans wants to see Juan Soto flourish?
None.
Exactly.
Which is why I want him to go nuts.
Okay. All right. So that's funny. The big picture, like... And I'm with you on this part 100%. Nothing outside of, God forbid, a catastrophic injury for either team, right? Knocking on wood for both teams here. There's no result that could happen this weekend. Yanks sweep, Yanks win two, Yankees get swept, Yankees, any configuration, there's only a couple, that would change and alter how I view the prospects of each team. Like, they're both going to be playoff teams. There was a point, more so than from a Yankee perspective, I'm like, man, are they going to win this division? I even said that. I even said before the year, I don't think they were locked to win 94, 95 games. I think the division's even worse than I thought. Mm-hmm. That's kind of maybe recalibrating or
still
making
way
me,
early.
I know it's early, but the Baltimore Orioles are horrendous.
They stink. It was really we both thought the Red Sox would be the biggest challenge.
But they've had some injuries, and Devers not wanting to play positions. They lost their first baseman. They have good pitchers. I'm not writing them off. I'm not saying that. But I definitely feel the best that I felt this year and even coming into the year about the Yankees' ability to win the American League East. I always thought, even when the Braves were really, really down, that they would find a way to regenerate and resurface. The Phillies are a really tough team, even though you guys have their number lately, going back to last year. So, like, the results, I don't say that they're inconsequential, but I don't think anything happens on the diamond, outside of an injury, God forbid, where it changes one lick as to how I view the Yankees and the Mets and their ability down the road this year.
Me neither. And if anything, to me, the barometer would be the Mets are the barometer for the Yankees this go-round.
Stop.
No, I'm serious.
Stop.
No.
That is ridiculous. Finish your thought. Go ahead.
Why is it
because the Mets are so good that the Yankees win two out of three? That means they...
Because the Yankees play in the American League, so it's a lesser schedule, more competition in the National League. I'm not saying... No, I do think the Mets are a better team, but that was not my point.
The Yankees just took two out of three for the Padres.
Yeah, okay.
Padres are good.
All right, good, but the Yankees don't have enough of those series along the way because they play in the American League. Like, they played the Tigers, who are the best team in the American League right now. They lost two out of three for them. And I'm not saying that the Yankees won't beat the Tigers. Like, I can't take the AL Central seriously until the postseason, until they actually beat the Yankees in the postseason. But look at the landscape of the American League versus the National League, where the Mets can get those measuring stick series. They had one with Philadelphia, with the Cubbies. They're going to have one with the Dodgers coming up, the Padres. Like, there's a lot more of those series for the Mets than there are with the Yankees, which is why I would say that this, to me, would be more of a... And again, even if they get swept, it's not like, oh, Yankees can't beat good teams. I'm not going to say that, but I do think, if anything, from a Yankees perspective, the test against the Mets would be more of a barometer, who have been... I mean, the Mets have the second-best record in baseball.
Well, I understand. Listen, the Mets are playing well. I'm not trying to take that away from them. I mean, I don't view baseball that way. I think that you can definitely piece things together. Like, you watch, even though it's kind of counter because of some wacky occurrences here in the Knicks Celtics, right? But I think we all know that the regular season, like, if the Celtics didn't just choke away leads and if Tatum was fully healthy, that this would have been definitely a tougher test here for the Knicks, probably wind up losing. Whereas, like, I just think that the results in the NBA are generally more of a look into what can happen in the postseason. Baseball, the randomness of baseball, I don't feel that way. And by the way, here's the other thing, too. Let's just say the Yankees and the Mets meet in the World Series. Some wacky occurrence, we get it, right? Now, there's a good chance Manaea pitches one of those games. There's an outside chance, probably not, but there's an outside chance that Montas starts one of those games. Luis Hill from a Yankee perspective, I was going there. So there's just too many components that that are not involved in this weekend. So I don't view it like that with baseball. I think it's just a little bragging rights, a little extra juice, and let's see what Soto and Judge do.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Matt is in River Edge. What's up, Matty?
What's up, Sal? What's up, BT? Big fan.
Thank you, Matt. What's happening, buddy?
You kind of answered my question. I was going to propose to see if you would sacrifice Soto's success for Mets win the series, but I think I'm going to have to agree with BT on this side. I would sacrifice Judge going like 2-for-15 the whole series, strike out way too much if it meant the Yankees win 2 out of 3 sweep Mets. So,
yeah, it means other people stepping up. Absolutely. I'll take that in a heartbeat. I mean, he's not going to hit 416. Yeah. I got breaking news there.
So it means more to you to beat the Mets?
Yeah, I think there's a little more juice for the Mets fans in this series. Obviously, they need two things. They want two things to go their way this series. They want so.
Let me ask you it this way, Matt, because you're a Yankee fan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you want the Yankees to win 2 out of 3, but Juan Soto hit 4 home runs and just rip up the Yankees, but the Yankees win 2 out of 3? Would you sign for that? Or the Mets win 2 out of 3, but Soto does nothing this weekend?
Oh, give me the wins. Matt, you got to take the wins,
no,
right?
I want to hear Matt's answer.
Yeah, Matty.
No, give me the wins.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay, good.
100%.
I'll give you the wins, too. And I want Soto to go nuts on you.
I'll always take the wins. Now, Matty, you got to always take the wins, Matt.
You guys are lying to yourself.
No, I'll be totally honest. What do you mean?
We just talked about how it doesn't really mean that much in the grand scheme of things.
No, but I still want to stack wins when I can. Listen, I can only tell you what's in my heart. I promise. Like, your hand to Bible. I will sign up right now. Judge 0-for-12, 9 strikeouts. Yankees win the series, whether it's 2 out of 3 or a sweep. Even if Juan Soto goes absolutely bonkers.
See, to me,
I swear to God,
Juan Soto going bonkers would hurt you and the Yankee fans more.
I promise you. I can't speak. I cannot speak for that or even Matty. It would not bother. As long as I win.
So, but you got swept last year and you tried to minimize it. So which one is it?
Yeah, but Soto wasn't. But it was about wins. Minimizing what, though?
Okay, fine.
I'm not minimizing wins. I'm minimizing somebody else's performance who's not even on my team. And based on your situation, comes at a losing effort.
But I'm talking about the Mets swept the Yankees last year.
Of course they did. Yeah, I know that.
Right, but Yankee
what am I going to say? You guys beat us.
Understood. No, I'm not saying that. But Yankee fans are like, wow, it's a meaningless series. Okay, fine. So I'm saying the same thing you said last year. Meaningless series. I want Soto to drop the hammer on the Yankees. I want pain inflicted. I want all those, however many thousand, 40,000 who are going to be booing Soto with venom to have Soto just run around the bases, home run after home run, because I know that would torment the Yankee fan much more so than losing 2 out of 3 to the Mets, which is done before, even getting swept by the Mets.
Even in bad years when the Mets have been bad, Yanks have been really good, Mets have lost a couple of games. I get it. I didn't really react much at all to the Subway Series result a year ago. Now, this year, it's a little, and I very rarely do, it's a little heightened this year, obviously, with the Soto. I'm always about the team. Like, I'm about the team. I really, now, if I have my, if I get, since I'm, I can put this in an order now, yes, may I please have 3 Yankee wins and an 0-for Soto? That's
right.
Ideal.
Okay, well,
I beg 3 wins. I get it. I come in on Monday and I needle you. That's fantastic.
I'm glad you said it's always
about that.
Understood. I'm glad you said it's always about the team, because it is always about the team and ultimately the wins and losses. What do you think makes the Subway Series so special?
The back and forth between the fans.
Bingo. And what do you think would hurt the majority of Yankee fans more? Losing 2 out of 3 to the Mets or having Juan Soto go ham?
All right. I think it's maybe a little closer than I acknowledge, but I also think it's a little closer than you. I think the answer is probably somewhere in between.
I would think that
most Yankee fans just want to win games.
And I would think the same thing for Mets fans.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I also think that most Yankee fans have come to terms with the fact that he's gone. We're good with it.
Well, then why are they going to be out there booing him? Why are
they out there? But they're out there on a Tuesday night against the A's anyway, 40,000 deep. It's not like there's going to be.
But they're going to be spewing venom.
Well, because it's a Friday night, and you know because he left them for you.
And why is it
us for you?
And why is there no tribute video? Because I think in part because the Yankees are hurt.
No, it might be. It might. But again,
you said no way, no way.
But here's the two things that are mixing wine. I've got to get separation. What I think and what other people think is not necessarily congruent right now. I do believe that there is an army of Yankee fans that woke up today and they got that jersey, and you'll see a lot of Yankee Soto jerseys crossed out, maybe some expletives. I hope you don't see that, but you will. Mm-hmm. They woke up today like they were going into a 15-round fight. They could not wait for this day. I can't wait for the Knicks.
BT, it's Al on the Fan. Knicks obviously a big part of the conversation as well. Alex is calling from Hoboken. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Appreciate you taking my call. Big fan here. Big Knicks fan as well.
Nice.
I just want to talk about the Knicks again for a second. I haven't slept since Wednesday night. This team has got big problems coming their way. The Celtics made the Knicks look like a JV team on Wednesday night. And I think the other day, yesterday, I think it was BT who said, you know, you don't want to leave it, you don't want to put it all on Tibbs' front doorstep, him taking all the blame. This guy, he didn't run a play till the end of the third quarter when Brunson had to check out of the game. This guy's got scrambled eggs for brains.
Wow.
They got big problems. I think they can get it done. I got faith in them. It all comes down to tonight, though. If they don't win, the series is over.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't think there's any chance they're going to win Game 7 in Boston. I think at that point, the Knicks' morale will be so damaged, and Celtics, that championship spirit would be so big. They'd be so invigorated, I think that they'd lose Game 7.
Yeah, we disagree there. I just don't feel it. Although, I'd like to see the Knicks, for once, show some guts and close this series out at home. When we expected them to do that against the Pistons the last round, they did not do that. They've had issues in this regard, going up 3-1, letting it go to a Game 6, whether it be on the road or whether it be back home now. I still think, A, I think the Knicks are going to win tonight. B, I still believe even if they lost this game tonight, that they would beat Boston in Game 7. I just don't think the Celtics have enough without Jason Tatum.
The Celtics, their two wins have been by a combined 47 points. The three Knicks wins, they basically had to defy history to get them.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean tonight can't be Knicks by 16 or, I mean, anything can happen. Of course, they could win a Game 7. I don't think that they will, but they could. I also didn't think that Patrick Ewing would bank in a three from the corner years ago when he beat the Celtics at Fable Boston Garden. So you never really know.
Well, you're looking at this as a must-win tonight.
100%. Yeah. They have to win this game.
I am not. I'm looking at it as an I expect them to win, but not a must-win tonight. Where I think that they could still win a Game 7. And again, mainly because of Tatum. It's not because I believe in the Knicks that much. It's because of no Jason Tatum.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Huge day in New York sports with the Knicks taking on the Celtics. Chance to punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals. It almost doesn't feel real to me. I don't know if it's because it coincides with the Mets and Yanks and the Subway Series and the fact that I'm going to the game tonight, the Mets, you know, the Met-Yankee game at Yankee Stadium, but it doesn't feel real that it did on Wednesday, right, when that was Game 5 was being played. It doesn't feel real tonight. And maybe it's also because, BT, we're not going to have a chance to react to it immediately, which we've become accustomed to here.
Yeah, I love that part.
I know.
I would have missed that. Stinks.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We were joking around with Hurley before, Big Hurley's being like, oh, man, I wish we could be, you know, I wish we could react to it tomorrow. He's like, oh, you want to come in? I'm like, well, I didn't mean that. I mean, I wish the game was taking place in the middle of the week. So But it does suck to have to wait a couple of days, Monday, potentially, to be celebrating the clincher.
Listen, we can't control the calendar. And I think bigger picture, more specifically here, we can't control the trajectories of these teams. I mean, we talk about them. We can control how informed we are. We can control how passionate we are. We can control all that stuff here. But, I mean, it's been 25 years since the Knicks have made the Eastern Conference Finals. And then you throw in the fact that both the Yanks and the Mets are leading divisions and both have a chance to be very good this year, maybe mess around, have one of the teams win a World Series. I mean, this is not common stuff here. So, you know, to gloss over this, which we certainly have not and will not, or the station, this is what it's all about. I'll be honest with you, man. When I was younger and I thought about, I first had this dream of being on WFAN, it's moments like this, dude. This is like the juice. This is what I craved. And here we are. It's phenomenal.
Like, you know, growing up listening to Mike and Chris.
Yeah, Mike and Chris. Yeah,
wanted to maybe one day be like Mike and the Mad Dog.
Sure. Yes, Mike. Some similarities here.
But you're right. And for so long, we haven't had the Knicks be this relevant. Mets and Yanks, it's always been the case. Not at this level. Obviously not of the magnitude with a guy like Soto choosing to leave the Yankees and sign with the Mets. That's a whole different layer. But the fact that the Knicks have done what they've done the last few years and are now on the verge of doing something they haven't done in 25 years.
It's insane to think about.
Like, dude,
that,
we joke and talk about Mike and the Mad Dog, but like that, I mean, they were at their, not at their peak necessarily, but in their prime, still in the midst of their run, the last time the Knicks did something like this or about to do something like this.
This will put it in perspective. I always do, well, not always, but I do this sometimes just to get a better sense of how time elapses, because sometimes we get so wrapped up and things are sped up. Oh, so, not to be morbid, but, oh, so-and-so died. What was that, about 2 years ago? No, 7 years. Wow, that much already? Like, you know how that happens all the time, right? Yeah. Think about it this way. We're talking about WFAN and the 25-year gap from the Knicks to the ECFs. So we launched in 1987.
Right.
25 years before 1987. Let's go backwards. Was 1962. That's the year the Mets were born. That's the year after Roger Maris hit 61 home runs. I mean, that doesn't that capture how long it's been? Think about the world in 1962 to compare it to 87.
So when the fan was born in 87, you fast forward till 99, right? You're talking about the 12 years to 99, and it's been 25 years since then of New York sports talk on the fan without the Knicks being in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, you can do it that way as well. And to me, like, the juiciest conversations were always about the Knicks, and it maybe just hit me at the perfect spot at the perfect time, but, you know, being in college, younger, like early, kind of just starting in college, I was doing construction. I told you this. And I would leave the site. I'd get an hour for lunch. I'd sit in my car, sweat my behind off, filthy, doing demo work, just exhausted. Bang, got to go listen to the fan for an hour. Knicks are playing the Heat. It's the best.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll talk both Knicks and Subway Series, Mets and Yanks. Vinny's on Long Island about the Knicks. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I called you guys last week, but I had to call back again. You guys are so engaging.
Appreciate it, Vinny.
Thanks,
what's
man.
Up?
Very nice. What's
so
up,
listen, a couple of points. First of all, with that guy who called before, these guys who don't want to listen to what you want to talk about, turn the dial. That's all you got to do. If they're using big words and you don't like what they're hearing, just turn the dial. You can go back if you want.
And so, there's a million options within Odyssey to listen to. Not that we want, look, truth be told, Vinny, we want everybody to listen to us all the time, all 4 hours. We wish that was the case. We know it's not a reality, but to have such venom toward us for talking about the Subway Series, for goodness sake, when we've been talking Knicks all week, I don't get it. But we do appreciate the support.
It seemed like we're talking about the Preakness for 2 hours.
My God. Yeah,
These guys need help. They need a hobby. So listen, two quick things. I tell you, you got to be an unbelievable sports fan to appreciate what we're about to view tonight. between the Knicks game six against the Boston Celtics and seeing two of the most amazing players in baseball history go at it, all I hope for, listen, to kind of quote, and this is just my own perspective, to kind of quote a little line that a white man can't jump, just based on Soto's kind of going for the money, I think Soto wants to kind of look good and lose, and Judge would rather look bad and win. That's just my own opinion. But one more quick point about the Knicks before you guys go.
Okay.
I love Kat. I love Brunson. Think Brunson's going to have a huge night tonight. I think the series is over tonight, and the Knicks are going to win it. Kat, he just seems, as much as I like him, I think they have something they'll have to look at next year because it's a bigger problem. But he just seems so clumsy on the floor. Like nothing, there's no smoothness to his game. He seems he's dribbling at the three-point line like he's a point guard. That's something they'll have to look at next year. I think he's going to have a big game, and they're going to move on and win that series against the Indiana Pacers that was rightfully ours last year.
Great call, no doubt. Right back to you. I have no doubt in my mind that Brunson's going to answer the bell tonight, 35, 36, maybe 40. Almost had 40 at home last time. He had 39. I don't know what Towns is going to do tonight. And, you know, I watch him at Kentucky. Not every game with the T-Wolves, but, of course, we've seen highlights, and we saw him with the T-Wolves for a while. I am surprised how clumsy he really is.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's ridiculous.
The term that we kept hearing was soft. He's soft, he's soft, he's soft. And I personally am not willing to use that adjective to describe him. I wasn't early on. I was talking about Tough Bucket Towns and all this stuff. I don't think anybody could dispute his clumsiness. And to be that good and that prominent a player, but to also be that unpolished or refined with your moves down low, with being out of control with your elbows, like that does not add up, which to me is why I want him even more so on the perimeter. That is my favorite skill that he possesses.
Yep.
That's why I wanted him, because he's a lights-out shooter from downtown, a big that could stretch the floor, unlike Julius Randle, the guy they traded to get him. And we just haven't seen not even remotely close to enough of that.
No, that's a big problem here. And I didn't really think he labored up and down the court the way he does. Like, I mean, sometimes you look at him, he looks like he's 55 years old,
I know. But does that come along with that body size?
I mean, that's why. Did he look
is it
like
his condition?
That? He doesn't really have muscle, but some people are just genetically not predisposed to have, like, to be ripped. I mean, like, right. Anthony Mason, those guys were naturally Xavier McDaniel. You know, even Patrick had to work. Like, Patrick, as he got older, didn't have this great body. I just don't think he's got great muscle tone. Neither is Jalen Brunson, by the way. I think you look at somebody like Josh Hart, good body, Bridges, good body, thin.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think Brunson looks that hard. Well, he doesn't look like
Towns.
Like Cat.
Yeah.
I don't really see any sort of visible definition in his arms or any sort of cut.
My point is,
I don't care, by the way. He's great.
Well, I don't think it's conditioning with Cat. I think it's more just his body type and a big guy that also tries to play like a guard. He doesn't necessarily play big. And I think when he does try to play big and impose his size down low, it's sloppy, it's out of control, and that's why you see a lot of the offensive fouls.
Were you a good roller skater as a kid? Did you like to roller skate?
No. I roller skated on occasion. I remember having the roller blades when they first came out, getting like a size or two too big from Galdor at the discount.
Galdor. Okay, I got
but
you.
But I was not a good skater, no.
No, I wasn't particularly good either. Ironically, I got much better as I got older. Not on blades, on the four.
Okay.
Like,
interesting.
I don't know how. I used to play street hockey. I was horrible. And then all of a sudden, I became like, is it high school late? And maybe even first year of college. I was a camp counselor, right? And we would take the kids. Remember Adventureland out?
Yeah,
remember out east?
I
told you about that. We'd also take them roller skating. And I just became pretty good. But like you go to a rink, and I can still get a roller skates today, and I'm okay. Not ice skates, though. You go to a roller skate, and you see that person like where they're clutching the side, like the rink, and they take those little pitter-patter. That's sometimes how it looks like Karl Anthony Towns going to the hole. He looks like somebody either learning to skate or a baby animal learning to walk.
Which is a problem for a guy who's an all-star and should be a dominant player, dominant force, the second-best player in a run towards a championship. And that's what the Knicks got him for.
His numbers are good. Certainly during the regular season. I just thought he was going to look different this year. It's just an odd... I don't know that he's fully healthy either, to be fair to him, because there were some moments during the year, I could see at top of the circle, where he would take like one dribble and I mean, throw down a pretty thunderous jam. Now, that's not against good defenses, a little disinterest, maybe the middle's wide open, but when he is defended, even by smaller guys, they push him off his mark immediately.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, you got the Knicks tonight, Game 6. Madison Square Garden looking for a chance to punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals. First time in 25 years. They would take on the Pacers and have home court, and then we'd have that series to get into all of next week. And, of course, the return, the highly anticipated return of one Juan Soto tonight to the Bronx as a member of the New York Mets. Mike is calling from Long Beach. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
Before I get to my Mets thing, I got to say I agree that the Yankees should not have a video tribute for Juan Soto for what he did to them. I think he should be throwing out the first pitch for what he did to them. But
you have Soto, Soto throw out the first pitch, or maybe to Clay Holmes. There you go. And then you satisfy everything.
Yeah, there you go. I couldn't disagree more, man. I'm a longtime Mets fan, and Soto's not going to bat 1,000. He's going to fail. So let's just say he hits 2 home runs in the first 5 innings. And he comes up in the 9th inning with a chance to tie or win the game and fails, and the Mets lose. That's what he's going to be known for, that he failed in the big spot. But if the Mets win, Soto goes 1-for-5. Who cares?
I do.
Soto has a down year, and the Mets win the World Series.
Mike, he does.
Yeah, see, it's a good point, Mike. And I know what you're saying. Like, obviously, yeah, if Soto has a down year, and thank you for the call, Mike. I'm not talking about the numbers. I'm talking about the impact.
Yeah. The stats, you want the moment.
Yes.
You want that moment.
I don't want the moment. I want moments. That's why you get a guy like Juan Soto. And I believe that in the postseason, there will be those moments. And I believe that there's no way the Mets can win the World Series if there aren't those moments from Juan Soto. Now, in your hypothetical, Mike, that you paint, like, if the Mets won the World Series and Soto didn't contribute, I mean, I'm going to be happy that the Mets won the World Series. But I'd be lying to you if I said a part of me didn't feel complete. I need Soto to complete the puzzle. And in your scenario for tonight, I would rather Soto get the one game-winning hit than 2 home runs. So I'm not worried about the stats. I'm talking about the impact.
Well, and tell everybody why you think that, because the, you know, if he was to have a couple of those moments, yeah, you think it sets him off and it obviously propels him to a big season.
Yes, well, we've had the discussion. Has Juan Soto been anything like Juan Soto so far this year?
No, he's been...
Fine. He's been good at times, but look at his numbers with runners in scoring position. There has been minimal impact from Juan Soto as far as the Mets' success has gone this year. As a matter of fact, one of the games where he had 2 homers, the Mets lost that game. So that to me, and now again, it's nice to see him get going, but I need him to have the impact moments, the impact hits. And I do believe it's going to come this weekend. And then once we do get that, then I think that that narrative or whatever is put to bed. And I think Soto will take off and the rest is history. Up until now, there's been some questions about, is he happy to his decision? Is he getting acclimated still? Does he feel comfortable? All those different things.
All questions I don't grow tired of hearing, quite frankly.
Yeah. See, you're
bringing them up.
You're on the opposite end. But I think this weekend finally puts all that stuff to bed. Jim is calling from Carmel, New York. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Sal. Hey, but before I upset you with my take on the Yankee series, I just want to say, you know, what makes the Knicks great is you take these Met fans, you take Yankee fans, you take all these different fans, and most of us all are Knicks fans. So it's like, when it comes down to that, that's what makes the Knicks so awesome.
It is going to be a wild scene tonight at Yankee
Stadium. Yeah, you might have Yankee fans and Met fans high-fiving
each other. That's what I was just going to say. Think about that, BT. Right, they show it on the scoreboard, Knicks up 10 at the half or whatever. If you're there for the final, the Knicks game will probably outlast the baseball game, you would think. But you might have a spot for the first time ever that Met fans and Yankee fans rejoice over the Knicks.
No,
yeah,
my
you could
God.
Have you could have a picture, you know, front cover of the Post, two guys hugging each other and Met and Yankee.
Yeah.
Go
ahead,
Jimmy.
Yep, go ahead.
My point on the game is, like, actually, I look at it as, like, as a Yankee fan, I'm like, if we take two out of three or three for three, that'd be great. But, like, my perfect scenario is Soto has a great series, and we win three games, and it just got... He's still not good enough.
Well, Jimmy, I'm going to disagree a little bit here. I mean, I want the wins, but to me, the ideal situation is the Yankees sweep and Soto wears the collar every night. How could you push back on that?
His thought was, and thank you for the call, Jim, we appreciate it, that if Soto performs well and you still beat the Mets, just saying you're not good enough. But that, to me, is not realistic, so I get why he would say that. I'd be more aligned with your thinking, BT, on that.
I want to see him go 0-4 tonight. I want to see him come up at some point, this could burn me, but I'll take my chances. Preferably in a higher leverage spot, two on, two out, a run up, run down, two runs down, and I want to see him get jammed and just miss that pitch that he usually hammers off the facade. Pop up. I don't know if DJ's playing second, whomever's there, nestles softly into his mitt. Inning over. Yanks coming to bat.
You don't want any part of Soto late in these games.
I do. I'll take my chances tonight.
I'll tell you why, Luke Weaver?
Well, definitely Weaver more than Devin. Although Devin's coming around, I would trust Luke more.
I love Luke Weaver. I think that's a bad match.
I mean, it might be, but here's why I would take my chance with that situation. Number one, like if the Yankees lose a game or two, if they lose three, it's not the end of the world. I mean, it's going to bother me a little bit if they get swept, but it doesn't impact their season, as we discussed.
Right.
Like, same with the Mets, if the Mets lose three. But I would be willing to take that chance because I am willing to get hurt a little bit. And I won't be as hurt as some, as I've talked about here, to have the ability to revel and have a little more fun at Soto's expense. Like, again, I don't hide that.
Right.
You know, if you guys missed it,
I wouldn't blame you. I don't blame you for that. I think that's right.
You got to hit back a little bit, like when I'm coaching third or I'm coming back for the kids' games, as I am usually April or May. I'll open up my phone, pitching change, whatever, foul ball, whatever, an injury, God forbid. Mets are up 5-1 on the Phillies. Jeez, it's early. Man, what's Soto do here? Oh, good. 0-2. Lindor, you know, knock Soto, PD, 2-run home run. Good. I'm not rooting against the Mets to lose, except this weekend.
Right.
I am absolutely rooting for, I want to see, here's what I want to see next to Soto's name at the end of the year. Baseball reference. I want to say 272.
Wow, that's pretty high. I'd take that.
I know he's going to go up a little bit. I want to see 869 OPS. I want to see 24 home runs. And I want to see 89 RBI. That would be glorious.
See? And I think that that's the right mindset to have that from a Yankee perspective. Derek is on Staten Island. What's up, Derek?
Hey, dude.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
BT, let's go Yankees.
No doubt.
Now, listen, I have 3 points that I want to make. Hopefully you let me get them in
real
quick.
Yes, go ahead.
I think you're looking at this, and rightfully so, but as a Met fan, your take on the Yankee fan is really off base, and I'll tell you why. Number one, this guy came, he was a great player last year, and it is hard to lose a great player. But that being said, it's hard to get emotionally attached for an older Yankee fan to a guy that came here and said from day one, you know, he was going for the most money. It's hard to get emotionally attached to that type of player.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there are deficiencies in his game, and they did fill out the team. Like, I agree with BT. You know, there wouldn't be Max Fried without Juan Soto, and I like having Max Fried on the team.
Yep.
And the third thing, and the most egregious thing that you're saying, and I apologize, I'm not trying to insult you, mm-hmm. is there was a bad defensive right fielder that carried the Yankees to the World Series last year, but it was not Juan Soto. It was Giancarlo Stanton.
Well, no, first of all,
well, John, but he doesn't play the outfield, though.
Yeah, so.
No, but you understand the point I'm making. Juan Soto had a couple of big hits.
Well, wait a second. Giancarlo Stanton's been on the Yankees since what year? 2018.
Was it 2018?
19? No, 2019. 18. They got him after the 2017 season. How many World Series did he play in without Juan Soto a part of the team?
That's not the point.
No. It is the point.
But it's not, because you said Soto carried them to the World Series.
No, I said he helped them to the... Well, maybe I used carried, but either way, you get the point, Derek. And I understand what you're trying to say. Obviously, you don't get to the World Series based on one individual. Nobody is saying that. Juan Soto's not played in the World Series every year of his career. What I'm saying is Stanton's been here before. Judge has been here before. Stanton has had monster postseasons. The Yankees didn't get to a World Series prior to Juan Soto's arrival. Those are just facts.
Oh, that's why I don't push back on him. But I also now will bring up the Padres got marginally better without Juan Soto the next year. There is a chance, a lot of baseball to go, they'd have to win the World Series this year.
Yeah.
There is still a chance the Yankees have a better season without Juan Soto. So baseball's different.
Sorry.
Baseball is just a very hard measurement of one guy.
We had the manager of the New York Yankees himself sit right there. I'm pointing to my right for those of you who are listening on radio. Right there. And he told us flat out that what made the Yankees so special last year. This was in the offseason when we had Boone.
Was this right before he took the L with us with the baseball cards or right after?
That's exactly right.
Right before
we swept him in the baseball cards. Yep. One thing's for certain, BT and Sal dominate the baseball cards against Boone. But no, he said what made the Yankees special and got them to the World Series was the combination of Soto and Judge. So the idea that we would minimize that, it doesn't mean that they can't be better this year or you can't enjoy Max Fried or you don't have an emotional attachment to Soto. Those are all to each individual person. But you can't minimize the impact that Soto and Judge had together, and you can't think that it wasn't a major factor in why the Yankees went to the World Series, which, by the way, Juan Soto had the biggest home run in getting them to the World Series in Cleveland.
Listen, Ruth had Gehrig, and Mantle had a few, right? And, you know, Reggie was Reggie when he first got here. And, you know, Thurman was amazing, but statistically not anything like we've seen with these Yankees recently. And the game was very different as well. You know, really what I remember more was the Mattingly season when he won the batting title on the final day of the season, went 3-for-5 against the Tigers, base hit to right field, secured it. He had .343, Winfield was like right below it. And like, so that was kind of close, but it wasn't Judge and Soto. You want to take peak A-Rod and Matsui or whatever other configuration you want with A-Rod when he was here. There's nothing that I've seen that was the daily spectacle back-to-back from a Yankee perspective, maybe ever, for, you know, I don't want to go nuts here, but certainly with the Yankees, ever for the Yankees, for me, with Soto and Judge back-to-back.
BT and Sal on the Fan, quick break, come back. Todd Zeal of SNY will join us. Zeal, of course, former Met, former Yankee, played in many Subway Series, including the 2000 Subway Series World Series. We'll talk to Todd when we return.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.